We talk Arts Altoona about once a month. We have Donna Gordy with us to help do that today. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for allowing us to be here again.
Yeah, there's a couple of events that you wanted to talk about, including one tonight, and you also have a guest that's joining us by phone.
We do.
And how about you explain who that is?
All right. So we have with us today Leah Clavan. Leah has been working with Arts Altoona for most of the past year. I kiddingly said to somebody the other day, she came with a building. We got to know Leah because she was part of the church congregation when we were able to take over the building. And she expressed interest in continuing to work with us. And we managed to arrange to get an AmeriCorps grant. And Leah became our AmeriCorps member for this current year and is continuing until, I believe, sometime in August this summer. And she is, at this point, primarily our community engagement person, and part of that is working on events. So she's been the primary master between the event that we have going on this evening, so we'll talk with her about that, but she's also just done a great job working with us and for us on many things that are going on, finally, now that we're open to the public a bit more, in the Arts Altoona Center. So we'll see what all Leah can tell us.
Leah, welcome. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the event tonight?
So tonight's event is our summer camp kickoff for kids. It is a free event, primarily just to generate some interest in our upcoming summer camp programs, to raise some money for the summer camp programs. And it's really just like a mini fair, a carnival, for kids to come out and enjoy, and there's going to be all kinds of fun things, so we're really excited.
And you say this is to sort of promote the summer camps. What exactly is that going to be? I mean, obviously, if I think of summer camp, it may be slightly different than what you guys picture. You're not going off into the woods in tents.
No, so we... the event tonight is just like a big kind of a party, like community fair type of thing. But our summer camps are going to be coming up here later this month. They're going to be starting, and it's going to be an art camp here at the Arts Altoona Center. And it will be 2 days a week through into July and the beginning of August to just kind of do basic painting techniques, and they're really going to learn just the start with the basics and go through and then create some individual pieces, and then also work together on like a larger scale, more public display type of art project.
So those will be...
So any kids that are interested in art and painting, it's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are going to take place on Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 to 2. So our primary target is grades 4 through 9.
Yeah, so they're going to be starting June 21st, Monday and Wednesdays, at the Arts Altoona Center from 11 to 2. Fourth grade through ninth grade is the primary age range. So it's $30 a week per child, but we do have scholarships available, you know, based on need. So
how do the scholarships work if somebody's interested now? Because I'm thinking a lot of people are looking at this going, well, maybe I could afford this many weeks for my child, but if there's a scholarship involved, how does that help them out?
So the scholarship would cover the cost of camp for the child for the whole summer. But again, it's just like on a need basis. So we just are... We have a few available at this point. We're hoping to get more scholarship money donated so that we can provide more scholarships for more kids. But if they're interested and would like more information, we just ask that they just reach out to us via email about that.
We sent out a fundraising letter asking for sponsorships of a variety of levels, and one of the levels was to support students for the summer arts camp. And so the proceeds of that are what are supporting the scholarships that Leah's talking about. We're hoping to get more sponsorships in so that we're able to allow more kids to attend either free or at a reduced rate.
So then anybody's interested in sponsoring can contact Arts Altoona as well.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're looking for sponsors, and we have different levels that we're asking for on a reoccurring basis and also just on a one-time donation basis. So if people are interested in donating and supporting the camp, they can really do it at whatever amount that they're comfortable in, whether that's a portion of a scholarship for one child or to sponsor like the whole summer for a child or, really just whatever level that they are able to donate at if they're interested. So.
And the costs cover materials and various expenses that you have in conjunction with this. So, obviously it has to pay for itself to
be
available.
Right, and the instructor is Olivia Steele that we've mentioned here before, and I had her, she was a guest here one time, mm-hmm. but she's the one that created the lovely mural in the back of the Arts Altoona Center facing the parking lot that's still a work in progress. She works on it as she has time, but we've been keeping her very, very busy on all these sorts of events and so forth. So she's more or less our education coordinator at this point. Planning the summer art camps and also putting together some piano lesson scheduling at the Arts Altoona Center. And at the future, we hope to have other sorts of lessons there as well. But we want to see how the piano goes. And most of the slots for the piano lessons are filled at this point.
They're actually all filled right now.
There you go.
Breaking news. Thank you.
At this point, we don't have any spots for new students for piano, but okay. That could change in the future. Some of these kids are only taking lessons for the summer, so definitely stay tuned in the fall time if anyone's interested in that.
And we should point out that tonight's event is from 5 until 8. If you missed that, 5 until 8. And I'll also share it from their Facebook page and put it on the 11th hour page with a quick explanation of what's going on tonight and that everybody's invited to it.
Yeah, Leah, talk about some of the specific things that are going to happen there tonight.
Right. So tonight's event, like Doug, you said, it's from 5 to 8 at the Arts Altoona Center. So our address is 2212 6th Avenue in Altoona. And it's outdoors in the parking lot and in our grass lawn space. We're going to have tons of things. We're having a bounce house, a snow cone truck. We're going to have carnival games like balloon dart balloons, ping pong toss, water balloons, dice game, cornhole. And some of the games are for just a small price, which will be like $1, $2, and some of them will also be free. We'll also have face painting, so tons of stuff for kids to enjoy. Definitely something for everyone. All of the money that we raise is going to be going towards the summer camps for tonight, but there's also going to be pizza, and I mentioned the snow cone truck. I'm trying to make sure I get everything. And so the main event of the night is where there's going to be a wrestling exhibition with the Slobber Knockers Wrestling, and the main event is at 7:30, but they're coming out from 5 to 7 to do meet and greet and photo opportunities with the kids, so there's going to be 6 wrestlers here to do that, too.
Just some of the events that will be going on. So that's tonight. Leah Clavan is with Arts Altoona, and so is Donna Gordy. We have to take a break here. We'll continue. If you have any questions about any of the programs they've discussed or anything else involving Arts Altoona, 946-0435 is the number to call.
Where Blair County's best ideas are talked about. Let's hear yours. 946-0435. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
If you've been injured at work, you need a leading work comp firm behind you. I'm Mike Rooch from the Altoona office of Quattrini Rafferty, across from UPMC Altoona. We handle cases from central Pennsylvania to Pittsburgh. So if you suffer a hurt back, shoulder or knee, or become ill with work-related disease, you can call Mike Rooch at Quattrini Rafferty Altoona. Check us out at qrlegal.com.
If you've struggled in the past to lose weight, you're not alone. Many people have tried with diets or weight loss products that fall short on their promises. But there's a certified medically developed weight loss program called Ideal Protein, offered locally by Community Pharmacy in Tyrone. Does Ideal Protein really work? Let's hear from some participants.
My wife made me an appointment with Karina, the diet coach at Community Pharmacy. I was skeptical at first, but I went along with it thinking, there's no way I'm going to do this. Well, fast forward about 3.5 months, and I'm down 55 pounds and feeling great thanks to Ideal Protein.
I've probably tried every diet that's out there. Atkins, keto, you name it. I'd try them for a couple weeks, then I'd fall off the wagon. But Karina from Community Pharmacy explained that Ideal Protein isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle change. Now I've lost almost 20 pounds. What a great feeling.
With Ideal Protein, you not only lose excess weight, but you'll be able to stabilize and maintain your weight. Visit cptyrone.com and get started with Ideal Protein from Community Pharmacy Compounding and Wellness Center, 1256 Pennsylvania Avenue, Tyrone.
Did you make it out to the farmer's market in Hollidaysburg yesterday? It was the first day. It continues through September, so every Tuesday from 11 until 2, you can do that just off the diamond. Also, other events going on. Michelle Barnes, optometrist, invites you to her open house. That's going to be going on tomorrow. That's 805 Logan Boulevard, 30% off frames with a lens purchase. Old Canal Inn, place for food, fun, and friends. Every Wednesday is bike and trike night, like tonight. And every Saturday is a different theme. It's a fabulous theme night. So stop by, see what it is, call them, and so you don't show up doing, you know, Poodle Hat Night and Red Clown Nose Night. I don't know. June 11th, this weekend, Liberty Hall at the U.S. Hotel presents the music by Silver Linings from 7 until 10. And another Third in the Burg is coming up on June 18th. All this information is brought to you in part by Stuckey Automotive, the U.S. Hotel, Prime Sirloin Buffet, Michelle Barnes Optometry, Sheer Angels Salon, and Bierbauer Jewelers.
The world's been waiting for months. Your wait is over. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona announces the brand new, completely redesigned, bigger, better, badder 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Unbelievably sexy with new interior and exterior design. Greater space for both passengers and cargo. Unsurpassed technology and connectivity. Plus, the best warranty on the planet. In stock now and ready for immediate delivery. Your new 2022 Outlander is waiting. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona. No one stocks more, no one sells for less. Did you get all that? Let me just tell you one more time. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona announces the brand new, completely redesigned, bigger, better, badder 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Unbelievably sexy with new interior and exterior design. Plus, the best warranty on the planet. In stock now and ready for immediate delivery. Your new 2022 Outlander is waiting.
Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona. It doesn't get better than this.
See dealer for details.
Breaking news and stimulating conversation.
We get to find out whether that's the truth or not.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
You deserve a lot of credit.
814-946-0435 to Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA, the 11th hour. Doug Herendeen, along with the folks from Arts Altoona. We have Donna Gordy, we have Leah Clavan, and we were talking about tonight is the summer camp kickoff. That's from 5 until 8 at the Arts Center. And this is the former Simpson Temple. It's the church still meets there, right, ma'am?
Yes. Yeah, every Sunday. Still meeting in here. And we... Yeah, still going.
So that continues. That was part of the deal where it became the Arts Altoona Center, and it's a little bit different than it used to be. And I'm told, now I didn't drive by it today because that's my usual route home, but it's a little decked out.
Yeah, we are in the process currently as we speak of setting up for tonight's event. So if you drive by, you'll see balloons and streamers, and you can't miss it.
Exactly. Our staff has been out there all morning setting up the tent and decorating out in front and doing all kinds of wonderful things to draw attention to the event tonight. So we really want to see parents, grandparents, bring all the kids out. Kids of all ages will have a good time, whether it's in the bounce house or doing some of the carnival games that Leah mentioned. There are prizes that can be won. Some of them are very nice prizes, like curve tickets and so forth, and other sorts of things that kids and families would really enjoy from a lot of folks that I believe Leah donated some of these prize coupons and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of support. We've been so grateful for the support of some of the local businesses that have been kind enough and generous enough to donate coupons. So those are going to be used as some of the prizes for tonight. Some of the businesses that have donated have been The Meadows, Lakemont Park, Galactic Ice, Holiday Bowl, Sheets, Front Street Subs. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Sweet Frog, Texas Roadhouse. Tons of awesome coupons, awesome prizes. And like Donna said, some really good ones like curve tickets and park passes for Lakemont. So Urban Air, that one too. So yeah. I may be forgetting some, but definitely some awesome prizes. And then we're also going to have some smaller prizes like T-shirts and candy and things like that. So.
And we're fingers crossed for the weather tonight. You and the curve are both in the same situation with right. fingers crossed on both hands. But
yes, absolutely.
Donna, what else was going on that we wanted to talk about in this segment?
Well, Arts Altoona has several different events coming up. We're really excited that we have a new partner at the Arts Altoona Center, and that's the Allegheny Ukulele Collective. We are now their new home, and they will be having their first regular second Sunday jam at the Arts Altoona Center this coming Sunday, June 13th at 2 p.m. And this event is open to anybody who has any interest in the ukulele. The first half hour or so is dedicated to people that are new or new-ish with the ukulele. If you've either bought one and want to learn how to use it, or if you think it's kind of interesting but don't have any idea where to begin, they have some that you can borrow. There are some at the libraries that you can borrow as well in Hollidaysburg and Altoona. So come out to the Uke Jam. I enjoy just listening to them. Ukulele music and the songs that they play are just so much fun. So bring a chair out and listen to where the music is coming from at the Ukulele Sunday Jam. This recurs every second Sunday, at least during the summer season, has been announced thus far. So this month of June is the first one at the center.
And they have, before COVID, they were doing this thing every month as well.
Correct.
And unfortunately, that shut a lot of things down. So it's nice that they can find a new home to do this.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We're very happy to have them as partners. And of course, Mike Holzer, who is very involved with the Ukulele Collective, has been part of Arts Altoona from the very, very beginning. So it's a very natural partnership for us to be working with them.
And by the way, if the first thing that comes to your mind is Tiny Tim, maybe you ought to go to one of these things and get that idea out of your head, because that's not all it is.
Right. And it is real music. It's fun. And it's fairly easy to learn how to play, says the person who would never try to do it.
Right.
It is real music. And in testament of that is Melanie Ramsey, who has been here as a guest on this show before, mm-hmm. Plays professionally with the Altoona Symphony Orchestra, not a ukulele, but a viola. And she's a fabulous musician. And she has a lot of fun playing the ukulele. So it's for everybody. Young and old, who wants to come and have fun with that. So the next event we have coming up that people can sign up for on our website, artsaltoona.com, is or on our Facebook page, Arts Altoona, is Flower Plaster Casting. That is difficult to say.
Flower. I can talk a little bit about that one if you want, Donna.
Great.
Yeah. So, it's... going to be next week on the 16th, and it's an art class taught by Sarah Jubeck here at the Arts Altoona Center, and it's going to be flower plaster casting, as Donna said. If you can imagine like a plaster tile type of thing with like imprinted real flowers, and then you know, the design gets imprinted in the plaster and then it dries and it's like a white tile. If that makes sense, I'm trying to describe it as best as I can.
Yeah.
And there is a picture of it on the event on the Facebook page. Leah, do you know the size of the tile?
Of examples. I don't know the size.
Okay.
It's $40 per person for a ticket. And like I said, it's Wednesday, June 16th from 6 to 8 here at the Arts Altoona Center. And the registration link is on our Facebook page, Arts Altoona on Facebook. It's also on our event calendar on our website. So those two places to find the link to register.
And
it will take you, like, to the page through our site that we use for ticketing and stuff like that.
And that's going to take place in the room that we're now calling the Blank Canvas, which is in the lower level of the education building. So this will be the next event there. We've done other events with Sarah Jubeck there before and our Mommy and Me events. You are to bring your own flowers or plants or leaves, kind of anything botanical. Maybe you have flowers from your wedding or from a special event, from the prom that you just went to that you want. What I don't know, Leah, do you know, are they supposed to already be pressed when they bring them?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to bring your own. She'll
bring some
as well.
Okay.
Feel free to bring any. And no, they don't have to be like they. And in fact, they shouldn't be pressed because the actual shape of the flower is going to get imprinted in the plaster.
Okay. Because it did refer to it as a tile with pressed flowers. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there will be light refreshments as part of that admission as well.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, we mentioned this briefly the last time around, is the Art Box fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leah, what exactly is that?
So we have our summer series for our Art Box fundraiser. And what the Art Box is it's really like a take-home kit to create your own work of art. It's similar to a paint-by-number. It's not going to look exactly like a paint-by-number because there aren't actually numbers on the surface of, you know, the canvas that you get. But what it is it includes a canvas that you're going to paint on with a faded color outline of the design of your image, and then all of the corresponding paints to fill it in yourself, true to color, a color guide. The paints themselves are numbered in according to a color guide to fill it in, and then you'll receive a copy of, like, the full color photograph to use as a guide. It also includes paintbrushes, so everything you need to create basically a canvas painting of one of these four images. And the four images that we have to choose from is all just summertime themes, like, from around our area, right? So we have one that's at Raystown. It's like boats at Raystown Lake. We have one that's just like a blooming apple tree with flowers. One that is the sunflower field at Smith Myers Farm out in Patton. And the last one is a summer sky with, like, storm clouds and a landscape. So they're all really, like, outdoor summertime images to choose from for that.
Arts Out Tuna making paint by numbers hip again.
Yeah.
And
it's like our own twist.
Right, they're 11 by 17, so it's a fairly good size, and it's $45.
Yeah.
If you want all four of them, it's at a reduced price of $150 to do all four.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your rainy day thing for the summer, or the, you know what, I'm turning on the air conditioning, staying in event.
Exactly.
We are on the 11th hour. Doug Herendeen, good morning. 946-0435. If you have questions about Arts Altoona, with us in studio is Donna Gordy, and on the line with us is Leah Clavan, who is one of the coordinators for Arts Altoona. And what are some of the other events, Leah, that you were looking forward to this summer? And then maybe Donna can explain them a bit more in detail.
I can actually tell you the one event that I really was hoping to talk about in July. July 10th, we have our second art market. So I was on the radio in April to talk about our first art market, and I'm planning our second one for July 10th. Like I said, it's going to be even bigger, even better, more vendor spots. So to explain that a little bit, It's like an artisan vendor show, but all really, like, unique handmade art products for sale. And we're hoping to have 30 vendors at this one. It's going to be outdoor and indoor, free to attend, but selling, of course, all of the vendors selling their pieces. And we're also going to have Doug's Dog selling his food at that event. We're hoping to have the snow cone truck back at that event too. And it will also feature a silent auction from some pieces, from really special pieces from the vendors that are going to be there.
Yeah, the one that you guys had before was pretty well attended. It was mainly indoors because of the weather.
Just indoors. Yeah, it was just indoors in one room. We kind of wanted to keep that one a little bit smaller just because we had never done it before. We really had no idea what to expect, but it ended up being a really great success. So with this one, with the summertime, we're able to expand out and utilize our outdoor space as well as our indoor space. So it's going to be even bigger and even better.
Well, you know, it wasn't so attended that people were tripping over each other, but it was darn close last time.
No, yeah, it was great. We had a great crowd. I think over 300 people came out. And yeah, like you said, it was just, we were really just confined to the one event room at our building here. So we're excited to make this one like even more open.
Donna, you're still looking for artists who want to take part in this, or do you have it pretty well filled out by now?
I believe we are, but as Leah said, we want really kind of very nice pieces that are handmade, artisans, and so forth. It can be a wide variety of art. People think art is painting, but it's painting, it's ceramics, it's, you know, handmade earrings.
Yeah.
It's a wide variety of things. So
definitely a variety of different things, and we do still have about half. We filled up about half of our vendor spots at this point, so we have 15 or so remaining for that. And yeah, like Donna mentioned, really like looking for pieces that are a little more artistic and more art oriented than like maybe your typical craft show that you might see around here.
Right.
But definitely reach out if you're an artist, if you're interested in a table, because we do have. We do have, like I said, about 15 spots remaining. And if you are an artist and you can't be there that day, or maybe you don't have enough pieces to have a full table, and you're interested in donating a piece to the silent auction, that's pretty much unlimited. So that's definitely something to inquire about as well. So if someone is interested in that, the information is on our Facebook page. To register, to just reach out to me. And my email is on our Facebook page, on the Art Market event page. So,
and Leah, there is a fee for the artists of $35.
Yeah.
I think I saw on the Facebook it mentioned music. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a rotating kind of core of live music, just like small sort of acoustic type musicians throughout the day, both indoor and outdoor. So just some like really nice kind of quiet, but also, you know, like acoustic rock type.
Not
style,
too distracting,
you know?
While people are transacting business. If people can't make it that day, as you said, want to get on our list for future events, this is something we intend to do on a quarterly basis. You know, and we're not averse to having the same artist from time to time. We don't want to end up with the same 30 over and over and over again. We want to mix it up, obviously, but we can put you on a list for future events if you're not able to participate on July 10. And that event is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. 946-0435, Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA, Leah Clevan and Donna Gordy from Arts Altoona. Amerigo from Altoona wanted to ask a question here. Good morning. You're on WRTA.
Good morning, Mrs. Gordy. I don't know if you remember me, but I was one of the contact Altoona volunteers that you presented. You were a presenter for our class.
Oh, okay, yes.
I don't know if you remember me or not.
Yes.
And I was wondering if the Keystone Country Festival still existed.
No, it does not. It shifted over to becoming the Altoona First Festival at Lakemont. And with COVID and everything else, it has not existed, I think, in the past couple years. But I know Lakemont's trying to bring back a variety of events. So we'll see what happens in the future there.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Thank you for your help, Mrs. Doherty.
Thank you.
Mrs. Doherty, I'm sorry to hear about your husband.
Oh, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks, Amerigo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 946-0435 if you have any questions about Arts Altoona or events. I have one. Penn State Altoona had their arts festival for many years, and then they decided, long before we knew what COVID was, they were going to take a break. And some folks who were behind that were also retiring, moving on, and they were going to see, okay, reassess what we're going to do. Do you know anything when that might come back?
Well, I'll correct you. It was the Blair County Arts Foundation and held it at Penn State.
Correct. Okay.
But yeah, thank you. I have heard, I've not heard it officially, but I've heard that it is their intent to not rejuvenate the arts festival as it was known. So there are a variety of, obviously, we're doing our events on a much smaller scale than what that event was. Lakemont is doing a variety of things. The U.S. Hotel is putting together some events with a variety of artists and so forth. Baker Mansion, actually the day after our arts market, is doing an arts and crafts show, again, for homemade things. And I think they're planning to have some live music there. So there's lots and lots of events in the community, but no one big, huge arts festival as that was, bringing in musicians from outside the area, bringing in fine artwork from outside the area. Maybe somebody will get back to that at some point, but at this point, I don't think it's Blair County Arts Foundation intention to rejuvenate that at this point.
And there was also the African-American Festival.
Right. Yeah. There is a group that is working on that. The African-American Heritage Festival has not taken place the past few days or past few years. But with the rejuvenation now of the NAACP, with some new, young, enthusiastic leadership there, there is an auxiliary to that, a side note, that people are now kind of jazzed up about bringing back the African-American Heritage Festival. So if people are interested in getting involved with that, you know, give me a call and I can put you in touch with the people that are trying to organize that, but that we do want to try to bring that back.
So something that
it's at the campus or somewhere else remains to be seen.
Look forward to perhaps sometime in the future. We will see.
Yep.
Leah Klavan is with us. Donna Gordy is from Arts Altoona. We'll continue after the break on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
The opinions you hear on WRTA are the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or advertisers.
Car trouble? Won't start? Can't pass inspection? Owe too much money? The solution? J&P Auto Mart. Offering $1,250 for all trade-ins. You can go from this to this. All trade-ins are worth $1,250. Apply on the web for an affordable monthly payment. Now at J&P Auto Mart, Altoona.
Beer? Buster's Six-Pack Shop, now in their 49th year, has six-packs of your favorite domestic and imported beers. Voted the best cooler in Blair County. Buster's also has Pennsylvania skill games and your favorite PA lottery games, too. Call 696-0243. Buster's Six-Pack Shop, 111 Allegheny Street, Hollidaysburg.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It is Spaghetti Wednesday. You're saying, what is Spaghetti Wednesday? Do they do spaghetti westerns? No, they do spaghetti at Del Grosso's, which is a lot tastier. It's served in Pavilion Number 2. It is going on, as we speak, up until 1:30 for lunch, dinner from 4:30 until 7. It's $9.50 for a meal that includes a Pepsi fountain drink, dinner roll, choose between Del Grosso meat-flavored sauce or the weekly pasta feature. And by the way, this week it is homemade three-cheese ravioli with La Famiglia Del Grosso Italian-style meatballs featuring Del Grosso meat-flavored sauce. Get yours today till 1:30. Lunch is already, they just started with it at Del Grosso's till 1:30 and dinner from 4:30 until 7. Spaghetti Wednesday today at Del Grosso's.
Leitner Communications is proud to back the blue. We are showing our support for our local law enforcement by giving them a voice to talk about news, initiatives, statistics, and any messages they want to get out there. Back the Blue is sponsored by Allegheny Trade Company, Brent Kogan Electrical, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Sorge Funeral Home and Crematory, Double Tap Indoor Gun Range and Training Center, the law offices of Goldstein, Heslop, Steele, Clapper, Oswald, and Smith. Special thanks to the award man, Greenwood Altoona. Tuna.
When it matters most, depend on Central PA's only station for local talk.
You guys really make sense.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
It's the 11th hour, 946-0435. Talking with Arts Altoona, Donna Gordy, Leah Clavan today. And Donna, we were looking at the Facebook page here, and there was a featured artist gallery, Laura Bossy, that's done now, but you wanted to mention it.
Right. That was last weekend, and I think Laura had a very successful event with that. Again, I'll turn it to Leah in a moment, but this is the second one of these that we have had. Megan Devine was the first, and hers she chose to have in the sanctuary. Laura set up in the blank canvas room, and we had a pretty good crowd come out for that. She made a lot of sales. So this is an opportunity available for artists who want to have enough material available for sale. It's best if they have a variety of price points from, you know, very affordable to up to, you know, more higher scale, higher price points. And basically they can pick the space that they want to be in, whether it's the blank canvas or the sanctuary or outside as a summer show. But get in touch with Leah, and we will work with them to set that up. So, Leah, you want to expand on that, please?
Yeah, so absolutely. We actually have a few opportunities for local artists like that to get involved. One of the things that we've started doing, which is how Laura, who had the gallery this past Saturday, how Laura got involved, we've been doing an artist spotlight series on our Facebook page and in our newsletter. And what we're doing with that is we're just reaching out to local artists. If they're interested, we're doing an interview with them to just kind of give them a chance to tell their story, and then highlighting and showcasing that, as I mentioned, on our Facebook page and on our weekly newsletter. And then to go along with that, if they're interested, and as Donna mentioned, if they have enough pieces and kind of want a place to sell, like, a lot of their art, setting up a gallery showing with them here at the Arts Altoona Center. And we've done the two so far. We're hoping to kind of learn and grow with each one that we do to make them even better. But, yeah, just if an artist is interested in setting up something like that, we would love to have that. We would love to make the artist galleries kind of an ongoing, like even a monthly series that we do here, just as a way to give those local artists that might not have had a chance for an outlet like that or for a showcase like that to really, like, give them a time to shine here, really just wanting to support them and give them a place to do that, and while also, you know, bringing people in to the Arts Altoona Center and seeing what we're all about. But if there's an artist that's interested in either one of those two things, whether they just want to do an interview with us and just kind of have a place to tell their story and an outlet for that, or if they're interested in having a full gallery show here. So, yeah, we're really happy with how Laura's went. Again, we're kind of new at this, so we weren't really sure how it would go, but I hope that they can grow and become, you know, an even bigger and better thing here that we can offer to artists.
So you can message us through our Arts Altoona Facebook page or email at info@artsaltoona.org is the simplest thing to do. Leah, can you
Absolutely.
Touch real quickly on the summer solstice show that Christian helped put together with Skyline Drive and Juice and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are having a music show here at the Arts Altoona Center on Saturday, June 19th with some local bands. One of our staff here, Christian Douglas, is in a band called Skyline Drive here in Altoona, and he kind of put this show together with a guy named Matt Kane, who has been booking some of the local shows at Juice. And they were really just looking for a little bit bigger venue than Juice to do a kind of bigger show with more local bands. So we're doing that here, and Juice is going to be there vending, so they're going to be, you know, selling their drinks, and it's an all ages show. Tickets are $10. At this point, we're limiting it to just 100 people, and starting out just kind of like letting the musicians sell tickets to their friends, but they are going to be available at the door. So just kind of on a first come, like once we hit that 100 mark, that'll be it for the tickets. But if anyone is interested, the details to reach out for more information is also on our Facebook page if they just click on the Summer Solstice Show on there.
And that again is in the Blank Canvas room.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's quickly go back to the reason that we came today especially is to talk about tonight's kickoff, the Summer Camp kickoff event tonight at the Arts Altoona Center, outdoors, 5 to 8 p.m. Manic McCune worked with us from Slobberknocker Wrestling, so that's kind of the highlight. Come and meet some wrestlers throughout the event.
Yeah.
And then see the wrestling match. But, again, bounce house, carnival games, cornhole, prizes, pizza, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night, and bring the kids for sure.
Now that this is indoors and outdoors?
Just outdoors.
Okay, because I
tripped over myself, sorry.
Fingers crossed as far as the weather tonight. But,
right.
Fingers crossed.
And again, we're on 6th Avenue between 23rd and 22nd Street. As you're cruising down 6th Avenue toward the high school and the library, you'll see lots of balloons outside, colorful things going on the trees, signs, and so forth. So just pull around and into the parking lot in the back or park on the street in the front and come and be there. But sign the kids up for the summer camps. As we said, there are some scholarships available based on need. If people can't afford it, those kick off on June 21st. They're Mondays and Wednesdays, running through late July or early August. Grades 4 through 9 are the primary target for that, and they take place midday each of those days, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the charge is $30 per week for those who can attend. So you can attend 1 week, 2 weeks, or all summer. Yep.
They will be able to sign up at the event tonight, and they will also be able to put their name on a list if anyone is interested, and we will send them more information on the camp. So anyone's interested, that information will be available tonight at the event. So.
And if you're not sure about it, you know, if you come and find out more about it, that's certainly not going to hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And quickly, you mentioned also the Allegheny Ukulele Collective is moving to the Arts Altoona Center. I'm trying to say second Sunday of each month. The jam is going to be at 2 this coming Sunday.
Yep.
Following that, Leah Clavin, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again, Doug.
And Donna Gordy, again, if people want to contact Arts Altoona, we've mentioned it several times, but the Facebook and the website is?
ArtsAltoona.org for the websites, Arts Altoona Facebook, and Arts Altoona Center is another Facebook with just events at the center. And please sign up for our newsletter. Leah works very hard to put it together with some of our other staff, and it features a wide variety of things, as we've mentioned.
Donna Gordy, thank you very much. And we'll have a podcast of the program up later today on WRTA.com and on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.